Hello, everybody. How are we doing today? I hope everybody's good. I'm good. Happy Monday to you. Happy Monday to you. Oh, yeah. Happy Monday, John. Thanks, guys. You guys are just the greatest. Oh, God. I already said, Isn't that weird how we gravitate towards saying certain words all the time? I say, and like. A lot of people say like, right? That's a big one. Like. That's a big one. So is or you know, I do that one too. What else there's? I don't even know what other ones are. Anyway, so here we go. I was watching the fights this weekend, the fight night. I didn't watch the Triple G Canelo fight. Apparently that fight was BS, right? Apparently Triple G won. I watched a couple of the rounds, and it looked like Triple G won. It was close, but he should have won. And then they called it a draw, and that one, I forget what her fucking name is, Bird, she scored it like 118 to 110, which is absurd. She is notorious for doing shit like that, like just scoring awful or... like, for the money, whatever. I watched the fight night. I was drinking some Campari and soda. Shout out to Brennan Schaub for that one. What was the first fight? Justin Leddit and... I don't even know. I'm going to fuck this up. Anyanwu? I don't know. They were heavyweights. Justin Leddit looked like he had no training, like no training camp at all. Just looked like they called him that morning. They're like, "Hey man, you want to fight?" And he's just like, "Yeah, fuck it, whatever." And then the other guy looked like his diet was cheeseburgers and candy and soda, and he had like big old black China nipples, like burnt salamis. These two guys were both so out of shape. Justin Leddit won. I wanted the other guy to win, Anyanwu. I'm fucking that name up. Anyway, that fight was whatever. And then Usman, they call him the Nigerian Nightmare versus Morales. Usman looks so calm. He was so smooth. It was almost like he was too cocky. And the first round had a brutal knockout. And he was cool. He was awesome too. He was well spoken. Like he went straight gangster talking in Nigerian. And he was like, 170, I'm a problem. I'm a problem, 170. You guys know it. And it was fucking sweet. It was actually really cool. Then the next fight was Gillespie and Gonzalez. Gillespie was off to a fast start. He was landing big shots and landing some good takedowns from, if I'm remembering right. And it was weird too. It was a weird fight because they were both like so bloody and so sweaty that neither could like get a hold of each other early on. It was a really good fight. They were both just fighting their hearts out. Both were landing big shots. Gillespie tapped him out, tapped out Gonzalez in the second round. But man, that might have been my fight of the night. Really, really good. Then there was, who was the next fight? Fucking Lombard and Smith. That was a fast start. Really, really fast start. It was a fun fight. If you guys don't know who Anthony Smith is, he looks like a villain in a Batman movie. is my best look up Anthony Smith UFC. He looks like a villain in a movie. He was Smith's knees in the second round. Hector Lombard was leg kicking Anthony Smith so hard. His knees were purple. It was insane. Lombard has tree trunks for quads, by the way, just in case you didn't know. And then Smith dropped Lombard with, it was either a right hand or Lombard slipped, and then Anthony Smith knocked him out. He capitalized. It was intense. The co-main event was Mike Perry and Alex Reyes. Platinum Perry, I think that's what they call him, is a monster. Okay, he came out so fast. First round, knee to the face, knocked out. And how he's not ranked is already beyond me. He surely is going to be ranked at this point. And then he called out Robbie Lawler. He said, "Everybody want to see me beat up Robbie Lawler." That was actually, it was fucking sweet. That was a really good fight. The Robbie Lawler fight for him would be a fun fight. I think it would be a fun fight. Then it was Rockhold and David Branch. And Branch was landing a lot of shots in the first minute 30. Branch was like, he was really pushing the pace of the fight, which was, it made it fun. And yeah, so remember, Rockhold had, before this fight too, he had 15 months off. And then Rockhold landed a takedown at the end of the first. And the second round, he started landing some really big leg kicks. And then he took him down again. And after he took him down again, Rockhold, I mean, he won by, I think it was TKO. I don't know if he was really lights out. But overall, really, really fun fights. That was a really good fight card. Especially for it being a fight night. Like, all those fights were really fun. Sometimes, UFC, more so in boxing, the undercard, like, won't deliver, and sometimes the main event will be, I don't know, a shit show. But this fight, it was really fun. And, by the way, I don't know if you guys have ever had Campari and soda. But, so Campari, it tastes like dust, first of all. So, you gotta get something. They tell you to do it with soda water. I fucked up, guys. I mixed it with tonic water. I thought they were the same thing. Apparently, they're not. So, it tastes awful. Then I switched to Diet Sierra Mist or whatever the fuck, Mist Twist, I think it's called. But I switched to Campari with Diet That. And then I threw an orange slice in that bitch. And two glasses of that. It's weird. It's, you don't really get like a buzz. It's more of, I don't know how, it's more of a high when you drink it. It's, I don't know how to explain it really. You just got to drink it. I got a whole bottle if you guys want to try it. oh yeah, by the way, I think I talked about it in my last podcast. The edible at the gym yesterday or the day before, maybe, I ate a little bit more of an edible and went for a run. So I ate it, went to the track, and I was stretching. Obviously felt incredible, felt amazing. Feels so good to stretch when you're on weed. Oh. And so I start running, and you kind of just get like the pit pat of your feet. I don't know why I just did that with my fingers. I don't know if you could even hear that. But so you hear that like pit pat of your feet, and it's calming. Then I start, okay, so somebody at the park like next to the track was smoking weed. So I smelled that and I was like, oh, smells incredible. The sun was going down. So the view, like the sky was like that kind of like burnt orange kind of. Oh, man. It was a little bit warm. So I was sweating. Got that whiff of the people smoking. And then somebody had a gas-powered remote control car in the woods. And it was just like a faint smell of like that. I don't know if you've... It doesn't just smell like gasoline. It smells like when somebody is playing with one of those cars, it has like a burnt gasoline, I guess, smell. That was really good because it was just like a little touch of it. It wasn't overpowering. And then obviously, like they had just cut the grass at the field I was at, so I had all these different smells going on. It was actually just, it was nice. And then the stretch after, because that's like when it was really kicking in. That was, jeez. Holy bonkers, that was great. I don't know. I got off topic. But, oh yeah, the Campari. It's a weird kind of buzz you get from it. I don't know how to explain it, really. You just gotta try it. Just take it, and it doesn't, like, have that burny alcohol. It just doesn't taste that good. But it's not, like, it's not harsh. It's not the best tasting, that's all. Oh yeah, by the way, the ringside girls for the UFC in boxing, I'm not mad at them, but if that sex sells, okay. And then I started thinking, like sex appeal, like it's like what guys are attracted to and what girls are attracted to. I don't really know what girls are attracted to, obviously, but guys. I don't know. Like, for me, like, athletic build, that's what I like. I'm an ass guy. Not really a boob guy. I'm not mad at boobs. I just like butts better. That's all. But, man, those girls, they don't even look like they eat. I'm not a fan of that. I'm more of a fan of, like, the athletic build, not, like, bodybuilder. Like, I don't want you being jacked. I don't want you to beat my ass. But, like a girl that looks like she deadlifts, I ain't mad at it. But I was thinking, like, because this is how this all got brought up. I saw a picture of Kim Kardashian at the beach, and she didn't have her Photoshop done. So she had the cottage cheese butt, and it was full effect. She has a dumper on her, and I mean that in the worst way. But fake asses are weird, right? Like, you don't need to do that, girls. There's exercises you can do to build up that ass. Genetics, they're going to be part of it. But you can help yourself. How about this? Do some squats. Do some leg curls. There's a bajillion girls on YouTube. Just type in ass workouts and build that booty up, okay? It's almost yoga pants season. Yeezy season. By the way, JC bought me a Yeezy shirt, so a huge shout out to her. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird that like glasses. How come when a girl puts on glasses, they just become instantly more attractive? Like, what the fuck clicks in our heads? It's gotta be something with like innocence. I don't know. Or, oh, the fucking like stockings or like one of those garters that they wear under like dresses. What is that that makes us go, oh, all right. Like, what the hell? I don't know. But, so, with the Kim Kardashian thing. So, she had, like, this obviously fake ass. And I don't know if you guys remember Kylie Jenner before she looked like she does now. But before, she was just, like, a basic white girl. Like, no boobs, no butt. Now, she has all this surgery done. And I hate myself because I'm not mad at it. at all. She's had like shit done to her face, like her chin, like shaven. Like she's had her bones shaven down to give her more of a curve, like more of a, like the look that she wants. That's fucked up. But like you look at her and you're just like, fuck, man, she looks good. That's, I don't want to feel like that. And like the fact that so many like young girls look up to her, super fucked up. Little girls see, and she's like sponsored by like Gucci or something. Everybody's sponsored by Gucci. Fucking Jared Leto's sponsored by Gucci, and that dude wears everything Gucci. Just because they make it, you don't have to fucking wear it, dude. You don't have to wear the scarf with the hat with the gloves and when it's 90 degrees out, Jared Leto. Anyway, back to the Kylie Jenner thing. Like, I don't know. And or like Iggy Azalea, like I saw her like a twerking video or something. She was on stage. I wasn't mad at it, but I wanted to be mad at it. Nicki Minaj. Oh my goodness. Good googly moogly. J-Lo? Oh, man. If J-Lo, like, she's what every girl should strive for. I don't think she's had anything done with her. I don't know, man. Sex appeal is just super weird. Like, I don't understand it. Especially, like, the glasses and the garter thing. Because if you're a dude and you say that doesn't, like, unless you're gay, obviously. But if you're a straight dude that does that says glasses or a garter doesn't turn you on a little bit, you're lying to yourself, okay? I don't know. JC is gonna kill me. Oh, well, whatever. What else did I see online? Oh, man, I saw these series of images of a mountain lion and a mountain goat. So what happened was there was, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but goats can climb fucking cliffs, straight up cliffs. I don't know how they do it. You probably don't know how they do it either, unless you're a goat expert. Contact me. This goat was on top of this cliff, and the mountain lion grabbed onto it, and they both fell to their death. The photographer that got these pictures, for sure, look up these pictures. Just type in mountain lion, mountain goat fall to death on Google and look at the images. But so the mountain lion, the guy took the picture of it, still had the goat fur in its mouth. And the goat's, like, one of its horns popped off and blood was, like, just gushing out of it. But I was like, holy, like, as brutal of a picture as it is, there's also a real beauty to it. Like, just showing you that life for fucking animals is so intense. Could you imagine living, like, I don't, like, 6,000 BC or something? Or any time with, like, the past, like, even 1700s. Something like that. Could you imagine living like that with what we have now? Like, fucking coffee makers? Or, I don't, your cell phone, we wouldn't be listening to this, we'd be reading fucking boring-ass books. Ugh, gross, right? But, yeah, man, another thing, too, because I said 6,000 BC. All right, so there's, like, BC, before Christ. Then there's BCE, before current era, for people that don't want to say before Christ, but they know what they're saying. And then there's AD, after death, right? Or right? I don't know if that's a real thing. That's always what I thought. Why does the system do that? Like, our time thing. Why is there 6,000 BC? Why is 6,000 BC earlier than 2,000 BC? Can't we just pick a starting point, guys, and just go start from there? Let's make a zero and just go. Can we do that? There's got to be something that we could all agree upon that is zero. You know, I don't know if I'm the only one that thought this. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm a little fucking loopy. Okay. I apologize. I was just ranting about fake asses and how I hate that I love them. And now I'm talking about BC and BCE and AD. I don't know where this has gone wrong. This was supposed to be just a little breakdown of the fights this weekend and my Campari and soda, and it got real off track real quick. I mean, we're already so off track that I'm just going to keep going. I don't even know what to say right now. Space. Oh, what about that? What was it? Fucking Saturn? The Saturn spaceship just crashed. So then I was thinking about, like, I always think about space travel. And could you imagine if you were... Well, me and Dan actually talked about this. Like, the Apollo missions, I think it was me and Dan, how they got closer and closer to the moon, then they orbited the moon, and then they, like, almost landed on the moon, but then came back. Could you imagine being on the one before the Apollo mission that landed on the moon, and just, they hovered for a second and shot, they came back to Earth? Or, being the first crew of people that landed on the moon, and they were like, NASA was probably, I always say, like, NASA was like, that, okay, so landing on the moon is the hardest thing that humans do, have done, right? Like, that's the hardest thing. We left Earth, landed somewhere else, and fucking walked around in these weird suits so that we could breathe a little bit. That's the hardest thing that a human could do. Am I right? Can we agree on that? Leave our planet, land somewhere, and walk around for a little bit? Could you imagine being on that first mission where NASA was probably like, yeah, we'll give you each $70,000. We'll give you each $80,000, whatever, however much it was, $100,000. To leave Earth, land somewhere else, walk around, collect some dirt, and come back. And the next time you guys go, we'll compensate for you. Could you imagine when they got back and were like, yeah, we got a new group, we're gonna send them up. They were probably like, are you fucking kidding me? We just left Earth, landed on the moon, walked around for $80,000. You got guys in the fucking NFL signing $20 million contracts. Maybe not at the time, but now. I don't know how much an astronaut gets now. It can't be that much, though. It can't, like, it's probably a lot compared to, like, what we make, but to be a fucking astronaut, you're not even on this planet sometimes. And they're just going to give you, like, some money. I mean, when you get back, you get unlimited pussy, though, probably. You're on the moon? You're where? For real? All right, let's get out of here. Astronauts, right? Do you think they jerk off in space? This is going to get weird. This is a conversation I need Sternick for. Like I said, guys, I got way off topic. I apologize. I think I'm going to end it right here. I might have one of my buddies on this week, next week. He's got a crazy schedule, but he's a fighter, and he just won his first pro fight. So I'm going to try getting him on. So, yeah, I don't know, guys. I apologize for how off track this got. me and JC were going to see Post Malone on Wednesday, if she doesn't listen to this and get all mad at me. oh well. We'll see how it goes. Let me know if you guys have any suggestions about some topics. I always say this. I'd like for you guys to come on, but no one wants to interact with me. You guys listen, but I don't know who's listening, because no one interacts with me, assholes. So, whatever. Just keep listening. Keep being awesome. I hope you guys have great fucking days. And until next time, y'all. Peace.